mention the nation of Israel, and you'll hear a variety of reactions. While many will show love and proper respect for the nation, others reveal their hatred through their anti-Semitism. It's the foundation which people build their beliefs on, and how clear their vision is when they study something, which determines the conclusion that they're going to arrive at. My next guest is here to present the work that's being done within a project whose goal is to present the facts and reality of the strength, value, and importance of Israel. It's work that the organization he's a part of is looking to communities of all sizes to join and to share in it. Here to explain all of what's going to be accomplished with Israel Appreciation Day, which is set for February 11th of next year, is a member of the organizing committee, Steve Rosenberg. Thanks for being here today, Steve.
Chris, thank you. Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it, and I loved your intro. That's you encapsulated it perfectly. Really, really perfectly. Great job.
IsraelAppreciationDay.com is the website to learn more, and we do have the link at our homepage as well. So let's start with the basics, then we'll get into the involvement. What is the mission, the goal of Israel Appreciation Day, and how are you going to go about achieving it?
So this is our second time doing this work, and its goal is exactly what you said. Like, Israel is America's greatest ally, and Israel is the heartbeat of the Middle East. It keeps things moving, it keeps things flowing. As you know, because you're a smart journalist, Israel, you know, aka Startup Nation, has given the world incredible advancements in medicine, in technology, in financial technology, in agriculture. Yet the world doesn't really understand the truth because you have platforms like on social media, which I refer to as anti-social media. You have the mainstream media. You have colleges, universities, you have K through 12, which are talking about this intersectionality and oppressor versus oppressed nations. And, you know, if you and I got off of a plane right now in Israel, we'd walk around and we would see people of all races, creeds, and colors, including Arabs who serve in the military, who serve in government, who play on sports teams. These are Arabs, not Jews. Right, there are Christians over there. There are Muslims over there. There are people of all kinds over there. But this is not the story that gets told. All you hear about is this great genocide. And by the way, this is a genocide that has allowed more Arabs to be born and to live. So with Israel Appreciation Day, we are trying to make sure that this is a way that people begin to really understand and learn the facts. This is not a Jewish thing. This is a fight for Judeo-Christian values. This is a way that we must tell the truth about what's going on, really.
And it sounds certainly like it's more about understanding the people of Israel and not the politics, because certainly as we've seen in recent days, and like with any politics, it brings about debate and disagreement, but that distracts away from the people who make up a nation, and it's the people who have the ultimate say in what happens to their nation, not the politics.
Exactly right. I mean, good, smart people can disagree about politics. At least you used to be able to, right? Listen, I was not a fan of Joe Biden, but I wasn't willing to tear down the country. And likewise, you may not like Benjamin Netanyahu, but you have to be very appreciative of the way that he has completely, and his military have completely reconstructed the Middle East, eliminating incredible threats, again, not just to Israel, but to the West and Hezbollah and Hamas and the Houthis in Yemen. So you don't have to like, I don't care if you like Bibi Netanyahu, it doesn't matter to me. You have to like the state of Israel. Just like if you don't like Donald Trump, that's fine. We're not going to dislike the United States. So this is about the people, the incredible fortitude and resilience that the people of Israel have, and what they have overcome. I mean, think about it. They have the worst possible piece of land that you could have.
Yeah.
It is tiny. It is in the middle of the desert. Yet you could go into a restaurant in Israel and order a glass of water. And you know what you get? A glass of water. It is a remarkable place, an absolutely remarkable place. I read yesterday that they are getting close to almost 100% of lymphoma patients in recovery from some of their technology. Again, those are stories that do not get told. And the lies and the nonsense that gets told in the media and on college campuses, and again, in K-12, is really a disgrace. It's really a disgrace.
Well, Steve Rosenberg, who is one of the committee members for the organizing of Israel Appreciation Day, taking place February 11th of 2026. A little more at IsraelAppreciationDay.com, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. We have all seen the series of reports compiled by the Anti-Defamation League about anti-Semitism. Latest report, a record high 9,354 anti-Semitic incidents here in America. It's a 5% increase in the previous year. Certainly a similar, if not even greater, growth on college campuses. How much does the growth of anti-Semitism here in America and around the world, quite frankly, play a role in how Israel is seen?
Yeah, it's anti-Zionism is probably the number one driver today. I think, you know, when I talk about fighting anti-Semitism, I sort of laugh, and not in a funny way, but fighting anti-Semitism is like fighting stupidity or obesity, right? We're never going to win that fight. So we have to make sure that people actually understand the truth. And we know that there are people that don't want to know the truth. They just want to continue to hate Israel. And in that case, hate Jewish people and people, good Christian Zionists and people that actually understand right versus wrong. These same people that have been screaming about Israel as an oppressor, they're very quiet when it comes to what's been happening in Nigeria or Sudan or other parts of the world where there are actual genocides going on. So this anti-Israel bias, this anti-Zionism is crazy. The Jewish people are allowed to have one tiny little homeland. This piece of Israel, you know, where there are, you know, 16 million people, you know, 9 million people living, they're surrounded by 400 million Muslims. 400 million. So to have one little tiny piece of land seems to me to be a reasonable compromise to have. And when you think about what the Israelis have accomplished and what they have given the world, I would think that the world would be quite pleased and thankful for the Israelis.
Well, it's certainly a nation and a people that we can all learn a lot from for survival, if nothing else, never mind achievement and accomplishment. So with Israel Appreciation Day, I mentioned back in the introduction that this is something, it's great to have the global broadcast, the stellar names, the top musical and comedic performers. But what can the communities of all faiths and all sizes do to be a part of this?
So you go to IsraelAppreciationDay.com. Like you said, you can buy a ticket. If you happen to be in Las Vegas, you could be there live and in person. But this is a virtual program. And as you said, there'll be musical performances, panel discussions, speeches from incredible people like Ambassador Huckabee, from Congressman Richie Torres, from Kaya Jones, from John Ondrasik, from Sal Litvak, who's a comedian, from so many big names. And they're all listed right on the website. And we're hoping to have hundreds of thousands of people tune in. And it will be not just a one moment in time. It will then launch a series of other projects that will come out of this, because we must go on the offensive. We must continue to tell the truth. We must continue to work with good, smart people like you who understand the truth and want to talk about the truth. And if the truth comes out, then I think we can actually really solve some problems here. But, you know, it takes a village, as they say. But we have to start talking about what's real. And when you go on IsraelAppreciationDay.com, you get a real sense of what we're trying to do.
And it's also important, too, and you obviously understand that. We always have these designated days to honor and fill in the blank. Okay, the day's over. People move on. The key is to keep people focused, not dedicated, but at least understanding, and keep a constant awareness of a specific cause, in this case, the right of Israel to exist. And that is so mind-boggling that we have to say to a democracy needs a right to exist in this world. That should be an automatic, but as Steve explains, the geography certainly makes that challenging, and that's an understatement to say the least. So if this is something that you need to be a part of, you feel the need to be a part of, go to IsraelAppreciationDay.com.
Exactly.
Find out the information, exactly. The facts, how to be involved, how to be at the actual event, and learn from there. But through all the avenues that the organization is going to present to you, your community, your synagogue, your church, your group, whatever the case may be a part of an answer and a solution that Israel is much deserving of. IsraelAppreciationDay.com is the website, the event February 11th of 2026. Steve Rosenberg, thanks for the awareness and the involvement you're raising and inspiring with your work in this event. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me. Have a great day.